Even before the Epstein crisis meeting, something else explosive happened on July 7th last year when the FBI and Justice Department released this joint memo on the Epstein files that basically said nothing to see here. And about that, you write, quote, the deputy FBI director, Dan Bongino, showed up to a daily Justice Department meeting with the FBI staff and the attorney general. As soon as he entered the room, he erupted at Attorney General Bondi, shouting at her, you fucked this thing up from the start. Bongino yelled, the way you've been talking about this, that dumb fucking charade with the Epstein files, the they're on my desk nonsense, all the promises to the folks out there. FBI Director Kash Patel and Bongino both told the White House official that Bondi needed to resign, unquote. So then Susie's staff, Susie Wiles, tries to rein in Bongino. He wanted to quit. He told aides he only stayed on longer to avoid damaging the president. He ultimately did leave, though. So Jonathan, how does Trump manage to elicit this kind of loyalty where Dan Bongino is part of something that he completely loathes, completely hates, and doesn't say anything about it, and stays in the administration for as long as he did after that?
Well, it's sort of an unanswerable question that would require going inside Dan Bongino's psychology, but it was pretty remarkable. I mean, we have another scene in the book where he's in the White House Situation Room and he explodes at Susie Wiles and then storms out of the Situation Room and essentially says, I'm done, gets into Kash Patel's armored SUV and directs it back to the FBI. But the situation with Bongino and Patel, who remains the FBI director, was particularly acute because they, in their previous life, had been podcasters.